Excuse me. Thank you, Junqing. So it looks like this is really a comprehensive program on this chemistry of engineers. My talk will be really focused on this characterization of animal manure using pyrolysis GCS. Well, as we all know, that is, animal manures are important in terms of impact to the inorganic and organic pollutants. So it's very important to really know the nature of the animal manure. And also, animal manure has been suggested using for biofuel and so on and so forth. Well, as far as for the pyrolysis GCMS, it basically falls onto this overall large category of analytical pyrolysis. And in this process, pyrolysis serves more or less as a thermal extraction and process which really fragments large molecules into small molecules. And then can be detected by the FTR, FID, or MS, and so on and so forth. But very popularly, that is pyrolysis coupled with the MS and has been widely used in characterized organic matter and so on and so forth. Now, unlike this N13 NMR, the pyrolysis MS basically can provide a fingerprint information through characterization of individual molecule composition. And rather than as NMR, more or less, it's going to be provide an average structure of organic material. Now, there are basically two major analytical pyrolysis MS techniques here. One is the pyrolysite that is directly introduced as ion source into the mass spectrometer. And this is often done by pyrolysis field ionization mass spectrometer. Now, field ionization, and actually a soft ionization, has been around for a long time. Other soft ionization techniques are also available, but most work done in the soil science literature or manure work is using this pyrolysis field ionization mass spectrometry. The good advantage of this, more or less, is really reduce the mass fragments, but with a very wide range of mass coverage. And also, another major one is really this, that is the paralyzed product then goes through the GC column and then detected by the mass spectrometry. And the figure here is showing that it's, now here's a paralyzer and the interface with the GC column and then the compound go to the mass spectrometer and got a paragram and then compounds are identified. And I'm going to just simply skip that. And so objective of this, my presentation basically is compare the pyrolysis GCMS characterization of the manure organic matter composition generated from the conventional and organic dairy farming system, and also evaluate the characterization of water extractable organic matter composition of conventional or organic dairy manure. And further, kind of look into the comparison of manure organic composition between the dairy and the chicken manure. And what is the manure material that we collected was from the main, from conventional organic farming system, and through the help of Zhongjing He. And the chicken manure was collected from northern Louisiana. And we also done the water extraction performed based on the ratio of 100 here. And then pyrolysis MS instrumentation, we used the CDS 500 pyrolyzer and coupled with the variant 39 GC and then this variant setting on track mass spectrometer. And pyrolysis was performed as at this 620 degrees centigrade then for 20 seconds. And here it really comes to the result that showing the comparison of organic dairy and conventional dairy. And as you can see, that is the fingerprint information I provided here is really it's actually different between the organic dairy and conventional dairy. This is all the solid material. As you can see here, is that for organic dairy, it kind of have higher this specific aliphatic compound. The AL is just the aliphatic and the lignin. I'll come back to that a little bit later. And you can see here that it's conventional have a higher signal from lignin and compared to the conventional organic dairy. One interesting here is that this N19 compound is actually an indole. It's from it's indole more or less is from the protein. That you see the organic dairies, they have consistently a smaller appearance here as compared to almost nothing here for the conventional dairy. This is four different samples for organic dairy, it's four different samples for conventional dairy. So basically suggests that there are really different fingerprints in terms of that is organic dairy, and maybe have the manure from organic dairy, and it really has slightly different in terms of nitrogen containing compounds there. And also, look into this organic dairy, we see this different feeding forage here. You see some of when we have just hay and haylage, and compared to those with corn and pastures, that is the haylage didn't have slightly higher lignin compounds than the one with compared with the pasture and the corn. Those are pretty high quality and nutrition as far as the feed is concerned. And this one just simply shows specific compounds that I was talking about, this aliphatic A9, then the lignin compounds. That L3 here is basically is a mesenphenol, well, that should be not my opposite. Phenol here is actually gaseous type of lignin monomer. And here's also eugenol is also a gaseous type of lignin monomer, higher in the conventional dairy compared to the organic dairy. And here, as you can see, but organic dairy has more of S type of regional type of lignin monomers, such as the dimoxyphenol here and the dimoxybenzene ethanol, as you can see. And this one it shows the manure and its manure water extract. You can see, you know, they're really total different fingerprints. And as you can see here, is the manure water extracted. Established with compounds like toluene and styrene and indole when compared to original manure, a solid manure established by the lignin and signals. And same thing too for conventional dairy. The one I showed before was organic dairy, but same thing too for the conventional dairy. The only interesting thing here is this area. Maybe you see this water. This difference is this from a manure water extract. If I just compare the water extract, the organic matter composition in the water extract of manure from this organic dairy and the conventional dairy, as you can see, in this area, you have consistently strong signals from conventional dairy manure as compared to the organic dairy manure. The other part, more or less, is similar. If I look further, and this is just go in more detail, here's organic dairy, it's still water extract, the conventional. The one I will emphasize is this area. The other area is more or less similar, as you can see. But this area, it's more as, you know, polyaromatic compounds. It's more like phenyl and serine type of compounds. Exactly where this comes from, we still have not figured out yet. But we suspect that it may be, because this is a water extract, we suspect that this could maybe from maybe some antibiotics, such as tetracycline, which have four rings, now become, you know, three rings here. This is just a suspicion. And it's unlikely this compound are from the artifact of pyrolysis because this organic dairy and conventional dairy pyrolyze more or less same condition. So we think this is real, and we're in process to really figure out what they are. And further, we looked into the chicken manure and the dairy manure. You can see here the chicken manure was dominant with this aliphatic compound here, as compared to the dairy manure was more or less dominant with the lignin and the nitrogen compound. Well, primarily the lignin. So you also have really differences in terms of the two manure type. And we also looked at the treatment with the tetramethylamine ammonia hydroxide. Now, being said that as certain compounds, especially the highly polar oxygenated compounds, that is sometimes have difficulty to separation through the GC column. So using this TMAH treatment, you can really enhance the separation by the methylation of hydroxyls and the carboxy function groups and have the pyrolysis GCNS a little better. And this one showing here, actually, this oleic acid here, this thing here, and through the TMAH treatment, you can see a much higher increase of separation, a signal, enhanced signal, and made it become an acid, a messy ester. So maybe you can conclude that through some work that we did in collaboration with Zhongqing He, and I look into this here, and basically we can see that indole compounds and was really consistently detected in the pyrolysis of organic dairy manure when it was really absent in the conventional dairy manure. And also conventional dairy manure appears to contain more quasi-cell G-type lignin monomer compared to the organic dairy manure, which is more a syringeal type of lignin monomer. The water extractable organic matter of dairy manure was dominated by toluene, styrene, and indole, as well as various phenols and compound, and compared to of solid dairy manure, which is more of lignin and the nitrogen compound. And as a further quickly, water extractable organic matter of conventional manure should consistently a detectable polyaromatic, which more or less a phenyl and serum type, as I was mentioning a bit earlier, as compared to the use of organic dairy. Major identified compounds of pyrolysis of chicken manure was aliphatic, as compared to the, it's quite different from that as in the dairy manure. And also, using this TMAH treatment seems to really enhance the detection of aliphatics and lignins as well. But I didn't go too in detail, but also it kind of reduced a little bit on the carbohydrate detection. That's basically what I have. I'm not sure if it's all the time.
Okay. I mean, interesting. Come on.
Are you saying that is why the organic has more of syringeal? Is that what you're saying? Oh yeah. That's really a good point. It's hard to really say and why at this moment. I think it might be is due to the because this should be more or less from the either undigested the lignin compound or as well as sawdust using the bedding material. So it could be some bedding material used there is just it's woody, more of a syringeal. And but most time the information we got, they're saying they're more or less using the similar sawdust. Slightly different, but more or less similar. So exactly why we still have not figured out yet at this moment. Yeah.
Hi, gentlemen. Have you ever considered this business companies or investing in organic phosphorus?
I think it could, but then it's the content, the, you know, it's the signal pretty low in general, looking into the organic phosphorus.
Okay, no more questions. Thank you.